Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
It's very difficult to see into heaven when you're always looking down. Job and his friends spent a fair bit of time looking down, don't they? So forgive a brief diversion. One of the repeated calls to the believer is to lift up our eyes. Abraham was instructed to lift up his eyes to see the heritage God was giving him. Quote, "Lift your eyes now and look from the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward, and westward, for all the land which you see I give to you and your descendants forever." Genesis 13, verses 14 and 15. How often, with downcast eyes, we miss the blessings we're surrounded with. We also benefit from lifting up our eyes to the heavens, to be reminded of, quote, "the greatness of his might and the strength of his power." See Isaiah 40, verses 26 to 28. The psalmist encourages us to lift up our eyes to the hills. Quote, "I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord." Psalm 121, verses 1 and 2. No need to insert the question mark. This is a song of ascents. Any idea what hills they were? Zion, of course, and Moriah, and all of it, where the Lord came to help us the first time, and where he'll come again. Another song of ascents tells us to lift up our eyes to the hand of our Master. Quote, "Unto you I lift up my eyes, O you who dwell in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of servants look to the hand of their masters, as the eye of a maid to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God." Psalm 123, verses 1 and 2. The word nasa, here rendered lift up, may also be translated by the word marry. Marry your eyes to the Master. Watch his every move. Don't let anything distract you from doing what pleases him. Finally, our Savior pleads, "Lift up your eyes to see the harvest, ripe and ready." John 4, verse 35. Nothing like looking up to cheer us up.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.